what other people are going through or what's happening in their lives. And that's the opportunity for us to keep them in our minds and to pray for them. And as Sister Anderson was saying earlier, if something comes in your mind to do, and if it's good, do it, especially if it's something that God wants you to do. Because sometimes we miss our blessing when we don't do what he wants us to do. So let us pray for not just the people here, the people that we know, but people in other countries, Christians in other countries, that, you know, things that they go through, it will be hard for us to go through them, because we are not built up in Christ the way he wants us to be, because we're too busy worrying about our little things in life, you know. Do I have enough money for lunch, or do I have this, or do I have that? We're worrying about that, and they're worrying about their next meal, or they're worrying about whether or not they're going to be arrested because they're a Christian. Yeah, if they're a Christian, in certain countries, you can be arrested. In certain countries, you can be executed just because you're a Christian. We just don't know how good we have it here in this country. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. We praise you, God, because we know all things are possible with you and through you, God. Father, those, God, that are sick and afflicted, God. Father, first of all, our pastor, God, continue, God, to touch his body, God. Let him feel your anointing power right now, Father. And Father, those, God, that are suffering, God, from cancer, Lord, those, God, that are suffering from any other disease, God, we know you can do all things, God. Have your way right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, give us the faith to believe, God, that whatever we need from you will be accomplished in our lives. Help us, God, to follow after you, God, so that others may see you in us, God, and may want you, God, as their personal Savior. And, Father, as your word go forth, let it touch hearts and souls, God. Have your way right now, Father, and be so careful to give you all the honor and all the glory, Father, and all the praise, Father, because you deserve it all, and you're worthy of it all. You're blessed, and you're holy, and your almighty name we pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
Amen. My subject today is going to be wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And my subtopic will be patience. Patience. First of all, let's look at Psalms, the 27th chapter, verse 14. We'll start at verse 13. I have fainted. Reading from the King James Version. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And you know, that's something for us, a lot of times it's hard to do, to wait for something. It's like everything is instant. You know, when I want something or when I need something, I want it right now. I can't wait for it. But God wants us to be able to wait because he wants to teach us. He also wants to show us what waiting will do in our lives. But that's still hard for us to do. Let's look at Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse 3. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Let's read that again. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So if we trust in God, he'll give us strength. If we trust in God, he'll supply our needs. If we trust in God, God will take care of us. You know, because in Proverbs, our favorite scripture, the third chapter, verse 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not in thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." But we got to be able to trust in him. We got to be able to wait on him. We got to be able to have the patience to wait on the Lord. You know, I'm going to read that verse again in Isaiah. "Trust ye in the Lord." No, the verse 3. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Not the peace of this world. Not the peace of my brother or my sister, but the peace of God. His peace is a peace that if we have that, no matter what happens in our life, no matter what comes against us, we can just stand there and let it happen. We can stand there and let whatever it's going to happen, happen. Because we have his peace within us. But if we don't have his peace, everything that happens, you know, it's going to make us fall apart. Or it's going to make us say something we wish we didn't say. Or it's going to make us, well, they used to say act ugly, but, you know. We shouldn't have to do that. It's hard. But if we got his peace in us, his strength will keep us. His strength, not our strength. God's strength will keep us. Let's look at Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verse. We're going to look at verse 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And when you look at that, it's saying as we wait on God, he expands our viewpoint beyond the current moment. Waiting leads to understanding God's perspective. Our problem is we got to learn what God wants us to do. We have to learn what God wants us to be in our life. As we wait on God, He expands our viewpoint beyond the current moment. So all we're thinking about is what's going on right now. We're not looking at what's going to happen down the road, or we're not looking at why is God doing this, or we're not looking at why is this happening to me. But He wants us to see His viewpoint. As we wait on God, He expands our viewpoint beyond the current moment. It's hard for us to look past the current moment. Waiting leads to understanding God's perspective. In Romans, the 15th chapter, verse 4, let's start at verse 3. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience, did you get that? That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation, that's verse 5, grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Jesus Christ. So as we study stories of believers who waited faithfully, it builds our hope in God. We can't have our hope built in God if we don't know what's going on. And we don't know what's going on if we don't get into the Word. And if we don't get into the Word, and if we don't pray, we're going to stay exactly where we're at. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. We have to look at things through God's eyes. And that's hard to do if we don't know Him. So if we don't know God, we don't know His ways. If we don't know God, we don't know how to get out of the situation we're in. Our problem is we make that situation worse. Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 3 and 4. I'm going to start at verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, this is the part that normally we don't want to hear. Verse 3. And not only so, but we glory. And not only so, but we glory. Maybe I'll say it one more time. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we got to let the Holy Ghost work in our lives, and we got to let what we know about God work in our lives. But if we don't know God, there's nothing to work in our lives. If we don't know God, we don't know which way to turn, and we don't know what to do. Patience, experience, and experience, hope. That connects waiting with hope. We rejoice in our sufferings. It's kind of hard to rejoice in your suffering when you're suffering. But knowing that suffering produces endurance, see, that's the problem. That's why it says wait on the Lord. The only way suffering can produce endurance is that we have to trust in God. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. As we endure through the waiting, our hope grows stronger. As we endure, our hope grows stronger. So we have to wait on the Lord. We have to let Him lead us. We have to let Him guide us. We have to let Him grow in us. But we also have to know that we have to let our lives be led so that others may see Christ in us. If they don't see Christ in you, they're not going to want Christ in their lives. And if they see things in you that they wonder, well, I thought this person was a Christian, they're not going to want that. We got to let Him lead us. We have to let Him guide us. And we have to let Him be the leader in our lives. We wait on God by seeking Him in prayer. Pastor Will always talks about that. In prayer, studying his word and pursuing an intimate relationship with Him. We can't have that if we don't know Him. God uses us so that others may see Him in us and want Him in their lives. And we have to be examples, and we also have to look at what other people have or don't have and do what we can for them. And we have to continue praying for people, not just here, not just people we know, but people everywhere. Because a lot of people are hurting right now, and we have to be an example for not just them, but we have to be an example for the world. And if we are an example the way God wants us to be, other people will want what we have. Amen.
Elder, thank you for the good word.
Yes.
I do have a request. I missed some of the scriptures. My better half is not here. And I had to make my own coffee, and it didn't taste as well, but nevertheless, I digress. If you could go through the scriptures again, I hope it won't be too bad. If you can
Yeah,
do
because a
that for
lot,
me, please.
yeah,
You
a lot
went
of
through it.
scriptures I didn't even read.
Yeah, if you would, please. Thank you, sir.
Isaiah, I don't think I read that one. Isaiah the 40th chapter, and that's a good chapter, that's a good verse to read. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Psalms 27, 14. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Isaiah 26 and 3. Actually, Lamentations 3:25. Isaiah 30, 18 through 19. Hosea 10 and 12. I didn't read that one either. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. Oh, am I saying this too quick? Okay, I'll slow down. Where did y'all lose me?
No, you're good. You're good so far. Thank you.
Okay, Romans 15 and 4. Romans 5, 3 through 4. Oh, this is another one I didn't read. James 5, 8. Actually, that's a good one. Maybe I should. Nah. You can go over that. That's a good one. James 5 and 8. Lamentations 3:25. Oh, and oh yeah, this is another one. Romans, actually Romans 12:12. That's a good one to read because it says waiting leads to patient endurance that sustains us through hardship and pain. This perseverance is evidence of deepening spiritual maturity. And we want to have spiritual maturity. Also, Psalms 25, 3 through 5, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17. That's it. I didn't go over any of those, but 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17. I don't think so. Isaiah 55, yes. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9.
Think we have a question.
One more thing, Elder, if you before that question, Elder Mark. I know it's not the protocol, but I would love to know if you had to sum this up for a Monday morning moment, something to meditate on. I
I
kind of
knew that
got
was
one.
coming.
You should have known that was coming. And I know that's not for everyone, but I believe I really like for you to expand upon that. What would you want us to kind of sum it up for a Monday moment for me? You had a lot of good nuggets, a
I
lot of good.
guess one thing we could say is to stay or rest in expectation, because a lot of times we want things in a hurry, and if we can just take it easy and slow down and just let him do it, to stay or rest in expectation. Here's another good one: to stop or remain stationary. To stop or remain stationary.
I
We
like that,
do
Elder.
that.
I
We
like that,
do.
Elder.
Yeah, we
I
do
like that.
that. We do that to wait for him. And it's hard for us to wait for him.
Amen. Elder Mark, go ahead with the question, please. Thank you.
Hosea 10:12. You're welcome. Any other questions, thoughts? Regarding patience, waiting on the Lord. Anybody have any insights they want to share? How you all wait on the Lord? What you've learned about waiting on the Lord over the years?
Just sometimes it is, you know, there's peace that you can, or a calmness that comes when waiting too. You know what I mean? So if you can just kind of embrace the, to embrace that